Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Silver Spoon Fire burned 1,700 acres near Recluse. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Silver Spoon Fire, located north of Recluse, Wyoming, has burned an estimated 1,700 acres since it ignited on Sunday morning. The Campbell County Fire Department reports that significant progress was made on containing the fire over the weekend. As of 6 p.m. on Monday, management of the Silver Spoon Fire was taken over by the Southwest Area Incident Management Team No. 5, according to their Facebook page. This team is already overseeing several other major fires in the region, including the Constitution, Flat Rock, House Straw, and Remington fires. Over Sunday and Monday, firefighters tackled the Silver Spoon Fire with both ground forces and aerial support, including two hotshot crews from the nearby Constitution Fire. Updates on the other fires managed by the Southwest Area Incident Management Team No. 5 include the Flat Rock Fire, now 78% contained after burning 52,421 acres. Suppression repair crews are working from north to south on the fire line, with heavy equipment operators continuing repairs. The Constitution Fire is 95% contained, having burned 24,594 acres. Firefighters are mopping up remaining heat sources, and crews are scouting for additional heat on the eastern edge. The House Straw Fire is 94% contained after burning 174,547 acres. Crews are focused on completing repairs south of I-90 and will continue north of the interstate where necessary. And the Remington Fire is 81% contained, with 196,368 acres affected. The fire activity has been limited to smoldering and creeping, with ongoing line repairs across the area. For more updates on these fires, visit the Southwest Area Incident Management Team No. 5's Facebook page. CCSD enrollment sees slight decline, down less than 1% from last year. As the new school year settles in, Campbell County School District has recorded an enrollment of 8,649 students, reflecting a typical fluctuation with 145 more students than last spring, but 79 fewer than this time last year. Deputy Superintendent Kirby Eisenhower noted that these numbers are expected to change after the 10-day drop window, which ended this weekend. According to the Gillette News Record, the largest classes are the freshman and sophomore groups, each with about 700 students, while kindergarten is the smallest with less than 600 students. Notably, the district has 285 homeless students enrolled, a statistic that has raised concern among district leaders, including Board Chair Ann Oakes, who emphasized the collective responsibility to support these students. Additionally, the district has seen an increase in English language learners, with 329 returning students and 81 new to the district. These students will be assessed within the next 30 days to determine their instructional needs. Eisenhower emphasized the district's commitment to supporting all students, particularly those facing additional challenges. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.